The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Little early 80s animation and obsession, because Mike, something you said to me yesterday stuck with me, as it usually does, through the show and through the day. You remember what it was? The obsession that you talked about?
Well, no, but I'm also grateful. I heard your monologue today and you gave me kudos about Republicans embracing early voting and mail-in ballots.
Everybody's kind of the obsession. You talked about the Trump obsession, which is immediate part and parcel to this whole Kanye West, Nick Fuentes craziness. Yep. Let's get to that in a second. But yes, because I'm watching, I guess it was Hannity welcomed Newt last night. Yep. And here's Hannity. He's like channeling you. He's saying, you know, Mr. Speaker, is in a state that you know a lot about in Georgia. Isn't it really important that we tell Republicans that if they have, you know, dicey feelings about early voting, okay, we can work that out as a matter of policy. But if it exists, use it. We use it as ardently and as conscientiously as Democrats do. Otherwise, we're going to lose.
We made a big mistake philosophically in rejecting, and I know why we rejected it, because first of all, we're the law and order party. Yeah. We're the ones that believe in doing things by the book, doing it the right way. We also don't like the concept of early voting. I mean, look at Fetterman, how he ran out the clock and made sure that disastrous debate didn't happen until the very 11th hour at the last minute, so that all these people who cast ballots in Pennsylvania never saw how infirm he is.
Correct.
So, but that was, it was evil, but it was brilliant. It was an evil, brilliant act on their part. So that's why we don't like it. However, having said that, I get why we've rejected it. We got to stop rejecting it. We got to embrace it. We have to play in their sandbox if we have any chance of winning elections.
And make it make it our sandbox. I mean, I know why you phrase it that way, because it is. But let's make it just much our sandbox as it is there.
Now, first things first, I got a couple of housekeeping items to attend to. I owe you an apology.
What?
You are right. It is daylight saving time.
I know it sounds weird. I know. I've said savings time my whole life, but it's saving.
Yeah, and you were correct, so I owe you $100.
No, we didn't. I spared you the bet. I said I don't want to take your money.
No, I don't welch. I'm a man of my word.
In my mind,
there was a bet. So if one party, it's like recording phone calls. If only one party knows, it counts. So I'm the only one that counts, and I'm putting $100 into my kitty for the Angel Tree campaign. We started it yesterday. Carl Jackson, who filled in for me last week, got a little bit of an early jump, but we got about 500 kids sponsored. This is a beautiful ministry that we do Christmas time. And just for the benefit, because I need help from the Metroplex. Dallas-Fort Worth listeners are some of the – Mark Davis fans are some of the most generous, loving, gracious people. And if I don't get a lot of help, we're never going to get our goal. Salem always gives me these crazy goals for our Angel Tree Prison Fellowship campaign. The campaign is simple. Your donation will deliver a Christmas present to a child of an incarcerated American. So a man or woman who's in prison, their child is going to receive, thanks to the love of our listeners, a Christmas gift. And not only will they get a gift that is picked out particularly for that child based on the local Angel Tree connection that they have in their community. It might be a basketball. It might be a doll for a little girl. It could be it's a host of gifts. They also will get a personalized message from their mom or dad in prison. And finally, the best part of all, they're going to get the gospel.
They're
going to get a Bible. So this is a life-changing donation. It's only $25 per child. Now, all the other Salem National hosts are also participating.
Here we go.
Hewitt's got a goal of about 800 kids.
Yeah.
Gorka's got a goal of about 600 kids.
What's yours?
7,800 children.
Stop that. You made that up.
I'm not. You can see it on the... If, If you go to my website, MikeOnline.com, and look at the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page, there's a counter at the bottom of the link that shows the goal. It's like one of those thermometers.
Right.
Now I did my best yesterday. We're off to a pretty good start.
Yes.
I have 615 children sponsored. I did 500 yesterday, which is pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not great. It's good. Do the math. I'm at about 7% of my goal.
We will help you achieve greatness. We will help you become great. We will make Mike great again.
Let's come on. Please make this campaign great again, because I'm sweating. I'm not kidding you. I'm up at night staring at the ceiling thinking, Lord, I'm never going to hit. And I'm praying without ceasing. How do I hit 7? Because 7,800 kids, you know what the math is. That's $195,000 I got to raise.
That's right.
Now, we've done it before. Mm-hmm. The reason I've got this crazy number is because that was the crazy number that our listeners delivered last year.
You have the curse of success. They say, look what he's done before.
What have you done for me lately? So, but it's a beautiful ministry. Think about kicking off the Christmas season by delivering a Christmas present and a message and the gospel to these kids who've done nothing wrong. These are children who are not going to have their parent at Christmas time. And I know what that feels like, not to have mom or dad at Christmas. To be able to deliver this message of joy, of hope, of inspiration, gosh, it gives you such a great feeling. So please go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page. I did a thing yesterday. I might extend it today. Mm-hmm. For every $1,000 donor this week only, I'll personally call that donor and thank them, and we'll have a nice conversation about saving the world together. So anybody makes a $1,000 donation, I'm going to extend it for Dallas listeners today, for Dallas-Fort Worth listeners who might want to donate the $1,000. But whatever you can give, $25, $20, $1,000, $10,000, we got a long way to go. Please go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner at the top of the page, or you could just text the keyword ANGEL to my text line, which is 800-655-MIKE. So just text the keyword ANGEL to 800-655-6453. We'll send you back the link to make a donation. And thank you in advance for anything you can do to help us support
Got your back.
Thank you. Now, so that's the two. And incidentally, final housekeeping question. Speaking of the text line, which I love because it's like our live focus group. I finally talked you into joining the text world.
It's the best thing to happen to the show since the arrival of me.
You're welcome.
Right. Because I'm not stuff on the fly, but specific questions. I think I envision something next week. There's some things you can do via call and via text. Like, what do you want this Republican House to do? Pick one thing that you want them to do most of all. I'm going to ask that, and I know I'll get calls on it, but there are some people who don't have 3-4 minutes to be on the phone, but they got 10 seconds to send a text, and boom, there it is.
Now, thank you for giving me some great material for my show later today, because your point about I'm not a soccer fan. Full admission, full confession, and people get mad at me, I'd rather watch paint dry. And the idea the other day of, oh my gosh, it was a 0-0 tie, isn't that great? That's like going to a game. Not a no-hitter, but you don't see anybody score any runs. Or a football game, nobody ever crosses the goal line.
But a no-hitter is awesome, right?
Well, of course, that's what I'm saying, without the no-hitter. And the no-hitter, you can be... But think about a football game where nobody ever scores.
Right, exactly.
A minute. So soccer, not my thing. Mm-hmm. It is today. When I heard that clip of that young man. Now, first of all, Mark, let's set this up for people who didn't hear it. Where's the reporter? Is the reporter
from Iran?
The reporter is representing Iran?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You're going to tell me that an Iranian reporter who covers Iran.
Yes.
Iran right now, they're telling the families of the players, you either win or you're going to get tortured. This tyrannical, lunatic regime, Iran, they cut people's hands off. They throw people from buildings. This is a lunatic regime, frankly. They're going to lecture us about racism at a press conference at the World Cup soccer tournament?
Tyler Adams, our captain, took a question from an Iranian reporter who said, how do you feel representing a country where there is so much racism? And he delivered a masterful answer, saying, look, we're all making progress. There's discrimination everywhere. His answer was great. And then the Iranian reporter said, by the way, you're mispronouncing our country. It's not Iran, it's Iran. And Tyler said, okay, sorry.
Well, according to news reports out of Iran, Iran, not Iran. The regime is threatening to imprison or torture families of players. I'm reading here from the Daily Wire. This is a source, according to CNN.
That's a motivator.
Comes courtesy of a source involved in the security of the games if the team refuses to behave.
Now, so that's not about lose and we'll torture you.
No,
that
it's about behave.
Gesture, because these young men on the
that
Iranian
ain't much
team,
better.
We got to compartmentalize. The Iranian regime is evil. The Iranian people have a spirit of reform in them that we should all pray for their success.
Absolutely, the
Iranian team is of a young and vibrant generation that's probably on board for all of these reforms. They don't want to live in a Stone Age theocracy anymore. And I think in one of their earlier games, they were kind of stoic during the anthem. I don't know if they knelt or anything like that, as a protest for what their government is doing. And as I said here on the show, that's an anthem protest I can support, because that's players for a country seeing their country objectively do something that's evil and having something to say about it. But then I said, how do those guys come home after doing that?
But you just made a distinction that's so crucial, and it applies to the Chinese situation.
Yep.
Because it's the same distinction. The Chinese people should not be faulted for Xi and the evil communist dictatorship of the CCP. Now, you got millions of people taking to the streets right now.
Yep.
Think about the guts. We talked about this yesterday, the courage it takes. But let's talk about the gutlessness of a company like Apple. Now, I admit I'm an Apple guy.
Me too.
I've got iPhones out the wazoo, okay? I mean, and you mean to tell me that Apple is siding with Xi and the regime in reportedly disabling the AirDrop feature, where protesters cannot communicate with other protesters in China right now thanks to Apple disabling the AirDrop feature? You mean to tell me an American-based technology company, Apple, is siding with that evil regime and trying to shut down these peaceful protests in the streets of China? You got to be kidding me. I'm about to go to Android.
From Apple to the NBA to any one of a number of other entities, corporate
Steve
world,
Kerr
and sports
jerk.
World. Precisely. So the degree to which they will bow down for and it's always about economics, because with Apple, it's about economics. With NBA, it's their huge fan base and marketplace for selling stuff in China. They're doing it based on the almighty dollar.
A disgusting, disgusting display. Incidentally, it's also interesting when you see in weird places a point of view that you don't expect it to come from a certain place.
Yeah.
Washington Post this morning. Headline, no, conservative commentators are not responsible for mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
It's an absolutely brilliant piece by Megan McArdle. Now, the comments, I sometimes look at the comments after an article like this.
Stop looking at the comments.
Oh, I know. But it's fun because the Washington Post readers are losing their minds.
Oh, good point. I see what you mean. Yes.
They can't believe that this woman correctly points out that it is ridiculous to blame Republican commentators, progressive commentators. We didn't blame progressives for the guy that tried to kill the Republican congressman at the baseball field, Bernie Sanders supporter.
No, we don't do that.
And she makes a great piece, and she points out that the guy that walked into the LGBT nightclub in Colorado Springs before he had even been arraigned, commentators all over the place were confidently suggesting, "Oh, here is another right wing lunatic,
MAGA hat wearing."
Hasn't the
shooter identified himself as non-binary?
Correct. he said that apparently his attorneys informed the court that their client identifies as non-binary and uses they/them pronouns.
Great.
And incidentally, after that happened, poof, that story went away.
Exactly, because
no more media interest.
It can no longer be weaponized, if you'll pardon that term for that.
The horrific shooting in Orlando, the Pulse Massacre, which still just makes. I went to Orlando to cover that. It was such a horrific, horrific, event. Again, right away, homophobia. Well, it turns out that the guy reportedly didn't really even know that it was a gay bar. He was a terrorist. He went in there. The analysis came out afterwards that the facts complicated the narrative. Pulse appeared to have been chosen at random by an Islamic State follower who may not have even realized that it was a gay nightclub. So, you know, good for this one writer at the Washington
Post. I'll take these moments.
We got to take a big deep breath and just have, and thank you for helping me kick off the
MikeOnline.com. MikeOnline.com. Click the angel tree and send not just a note, not just a present, but the message of the gospel to these kids who, through no fault of their own, have a their lives are complicated enough. Mom and or dad in jail, and we're going to help them out. Angel tree at MikeOnline.com.
Thank you, Mark. Love you. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday. Mike Gallagher here for you as soon as we're done, 10 a.m. right here on 660 a.m. The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.